You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Monday evening. It's a balmy 43 degrees outside here in the DFW. It's going to be chilly all week. Looking at highs in the low to mid 60s, topping out at 53 on Friday.
Doing a weather report?
Well, every now and again, you know, when you get old, that's really all you and your parents have to talk about.
What's the weather like where you're at?
And that's about it.
Well, I think it's still a blessing you can talk to your parents.
I mean, I don't know. I don't talk to them. So I should probably call my dad, though, see what he's up to, see how old Fred 2's doing these days. Haven't talked to him since my son got his ass beat in his final high school football game. But and unfortunately, my alma mater went on to lose in the state championship. So, you know, look, man, win some, lose some. Speaking of high school football, we'll get to that here in just a little bit because your DFW is well represented this upcoming weekend. We are in semifinal territory, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, next week we will have all the state championship games right here in the DFW over there at Jerry World at AT&T Stadium. But we'll get to some of the high school games here in just a few. But let's talk a little basketball. From over the weekend, your Dallas Mavericks, as we said already, have won four out of their last five games. Cooper Flagg, right now, what's he averaging, like 18 points a game so far this season? This kid has just continues to get better and better. One thing that Anthony Davis said, I saw a little clip from him over the weekend where they said, you know, what is it about him that's has impressed you, and just kind of describe the way he's playing right now. And he said, look, he's playing free since they moved him back to the two and the three, which are his natural positions, and not having him play point guard, which, again, I think we can all appreciate what Jason Kidd was trying to do. All right, it was a 6-7 game experiment. You didn't know what you had with Ryan Nemhard yet, or you weren't ready to throw Ryan Nemhard in that mix yet. He clearly doesn't like D'Angelo Russell, so.
Clearly.
Okay. He wasn't going to play Brandon Williams, and it's like, all right, look, who's the kid that's got the most upside? Who's the guy that I'm going to hitch my wagon to over the next half decade? It sure as hell ain't going to be D'Angelo Russell, so let's go ahead and throw our boy Cooper Flagg out there. And it was one of those deals where, for as much vitriol and for as much criticism as he received for the move, it's paying off in spades now because Cooper Flagg looks immensely comfortable out there on the basketball court.
So I was at the game Saturday, and the play I took away the most from was he was able to contest a shot from Jabari Smith.
Yeah.
Gets the rebound, outlets it to Nemhard, or actually doesn't even outlet, gets the rebound, takes it full court, puts a small defender on block. I think it was like Aaron Holiday or something, smaller guy on the block, and the shot clock's probably at 18 seconds max. Yeah. Post him up, quick little Jason Tatum-like turnaround spin jumper, nothing but net, back into the court, 18-footer, smooth as butter. And to me, once you're able to get the, I don't need no one to set me up, I can get the ball off the board on defense, push it full court, realize I got a mismatch, don't need to look around the court, and hit a fade turnaround jumper, a little fader mag, if you will. That was nice to see because I've seen a lot of people online, at the station, covering the team, say that Cooper Flagg only gets points like in transition, only gets points when he's set up. And whilst that may be true where he gets a bulk of his points doing that, Cooper Flagg is starting to show over these last 2 weeks that he can be an ISO scorer by himself. And that's the thing that separates the really good players. Like, sure, Max Christie can score a bunch when people are setting him up, and we love Max. We love Max. Yeah. But Max isn't like creating his own bucket late in the game, just giving him the ball at the top of the key and cook. Anthony Edwards, SGA, Jokic, like these are guys that it don't matter if it's Fred out there or Jaylen Brown. Like I'm gonna go get a bucket and no one's really gonna stop me or you're gonna foul me. And I'm able to Devin Booker's even a great example. I'm gonna get to my spot. Yeah. Kevin Durant, bro, did you see him the first three quarters? I don't know why. I don't know if he got hurt, but he like didn't play at all in the fourth. Kevin Durant was cooking the Mavs through three quarters, had 25 points, 27 points through three quarters. But like that's a guy, obviously, that's at the top of his game with that. But Cooper Flagg was not backing down, was not shying away, especially in that second half of the game.
Yeah.
And we see this in second halves. He tends to turn it up. P.J. Washington was weird because he hadn't played in a while. They were obviously trying to get him in a groove. He was just missing a bunch of shots. He wasn't really in one. Najee Marshall's Mr. Consistent. But, I mean, the biggest difference maker, I mean, obviously AD is very good. AD is a very good player. He's going to score points. They had nobody could guard him. Şengün was out. Jabari Smith was trying his darndest. He couldn't. But Ryan Nemhard, I feel like it's...
Was Steven Adams still out too?
Yes. At least he didn't play. It was Clint Capella and Josh Okogie in the starting lineup with Jabari, Amen, and KD. And like I said, KD didn't play the fourth quarter for whatever reason. Now, they were getting... It was like 12, 15 points at that
point.
Now,
I know it was the back... I know it was their the second or the back end of a back-to-back for the Rockets.
Same for the Mavs.
That night as well, too. So, but they were coming... I think they were coming in for, what, Phoenix, I think, maybe?
I don't know what it is. Ryan Nemhard, and I'm not just glazing because we gave him love before the season and the offseason. This guy is a difference maker just because he's... Him and B. Will are complete opposites, and they both, I think, provide value. B. Will is like a little bottle rocket that genuinely might be top five fastest guys in the NBA. Like, I don't think that's an exaggeration. When he gets the ball in space, he does it every fast break. He gets it. He hits that little in and out, and guys always go the opposite way, and he's able to take his way to the basket. He even dunked one in transition against the Rockets. He's able to spread the ball out to his teammates because he creates so much pressure. Like, there's so much. This guy's about to get to the rim and score. Even though we don't maybe see him as a huge threat, we have to collapse. And now all of a sudden, Max is open in the corner.
Yeah.
PJ's open in the corner. Najee, Cooper, and they're getting so many looks. And then Nemhard is just such a true point guard where he's actively, like, you can see his eyes and brain, like, working when he's on the court. Like, you see him looking around. You see him directing traffic, getting the ball to AD, not forcing things. Does the, like, Chris Paul where you dribble to the rim and kind of do the dribble around and are kind of going in circles looking for somebody. So I thought – Nemhard has been a huge boost, and Brandon Williams has been like that scoring boost. Like, hey, and then Jaden Hardy, I know it's, I mean, he was playing, this is back-to-back fourth quarters he's played in. Jaden Hardy getting a little bit of love, too. Who do you think is leading the Mavericks in minutes this season? Frederick.
Oh, it's got to be, I mean, it's got to be, I would say Cooper.
You want to lock that in?
Yeah, absolutely do.
Cooper Flagg with 33.7 is leading the team in minutes.
Yeah, because you got to think about it. I mean, AD sure as hell ain't. You've had
AD's third. I'm not saying total minutes, just minutes per game.
Minutes per game, yeah. Just because you've had you've had kind of a rotating group at point guard, all right, and then PJ continues to get hurt from time to time, and then Najee's kind of all over the place, and then Max Christie, who you and I were talking about the other day, seemed, I'm not going to say he's fallen out of favor.
He slipped a little bit.
But he's definitely, so for as much as he was getting PT at the beginning of the year.
It's because they're starting to do that, like, two guard, where they'll go off the bench, because he's been coming off the bench the last couple games.
Yeah.
Najee got the starting bid in front of him, then it was Clay when he was hot, and now they're, like, bringing in Brandon Williams and, like, having, like, Jaden Hardy out there. Brandon Williams and another guard. So, Max is still fine, but he definitely isn't getting the top three playing minutes-wise.
The problem with Max Christie is he just doesn't – there's nothing about his offensive game that you know, blows your screen.
He
up.
Needs to work on his, like, attacking closeouts.
He's got to. I mean, look, is he great from, you know, knockdown threes?
Yeah.
Sure.
But as soon as someone's guarding that. We need you to be a little bit better at attacking the basket. He's good at the backdoor cuts, but in that half-court offense when teams are just sitting there.
He's not taking anybody off a dribble.
He can, but he needs to do it more often. Like it's at like a C minus.
But here's the thing: who you trust? But think about all the other people you trust before him.
Najee, PJ, Brandon,
Jaden, D'Angelo. If he ever plays.
Now, funny enough, D'Angelo Russell is actually, when it comes to points per game on the Mavericks, he is 1, 2, 3. Where do you think he is?
Like what, points per 36 minutes or something?
No, just
like
points
that?
Total. Just points.
I mean, I'm sure he's probably fourth on the team. I mean, he does score.
11.2. Max Christie right above him at 11.8.
That surprised me a little bit.
Only 0.6 difference.
That surprised me.
Najee Marshall, 12.6.
Okay.
Then you get a jump from the top three, PJ, Cooper, and AD at 15, 17, and 19.
Yeah. I mean, look, we to pay off the tease, the reason why we think I'll tell you why. We'll let Chris Mannix tell you. He was on with Ryan Russillo. Why having AD out there and these Mavericks winning games is so important long term.
They have internally and externally discussed or gauged the market on what an Anthony Davis trade could look like. Because Davis has, what, one fully guaranteed year left of his contract. He's got a player option on the back end of that for like $60-something million. He's not a long-term guy in Dallas. They're going to go into a rebuild at some point. So they have looked at the market for Anthony Davis. And teams that I've talked to out there are, you know, watching how Davis responds over the next few weeks. He doesn't have really any trade value right now until he plays like 10, 15 games coming off this calf injury. But if he does, and if he looks like the Anthony Davis of yesteryear, I think there will be a robust trade market out there for him. I think a lot of teams, especially ones in the Eastern Conference, are looking at Anthony Davis and going, all right, that guy could be a difference maker. Like Chicago, you put Anthony Davis on the Bulls, you know, a team that can't defend, can't score much either these days, but can't defend, that's a big difference maker. Like Atlanta, swap out Davis for Porzingis' contract and some other stuff. Like what kind of difference does that make with Atlanta? Like I think there are a lot of teams in the East that would look at Davis as a needle mover there.
All right, so that's Chris Mannix talking about the draft, or excuse me, the trade market for Anthony Davis. And you know, I said earlier that I didn't know that him playing was going to change a whole lot just in the grand scheme of things for Anthony Davis, but that's how fickle and how quickly things can change in the NBA.
I think that's what it is, man. People want to see you play. And so we can say all we want. We know players know who you are, because I had a lot of friends that thought the same as you. So you were definitely, a lot of people nationally thought the same as you. So you were not alone. But I just think we're in an age now where teams realize the risk. They realize that no one in Dallas wants him long term. So why would we want him long term?
Well,
we want to see him play.
I think it's less about that and more about, look, you, because again, you and I talked about this over the weekend. When you remove the emotion from Anthony Davis, all right, it's not hard to see why they have won 4 out of the last 5 games. All right. This team's better when Anthony Davis is on the court and at the five. Now,
they played some good teams.
And they played good teams, right? And look, Anthony Davis is not a four. All right. I know that was bandied about in the offseason, and that was conversation, and AD wants to play the four. Look, I want to be 6'3", okay? A lot of things, but it doesn't matter.
We're going to need you to be 5 for the showcase, buddy. You can go be 4 for the Miami Heat when you get traded.
When you get traded, you can be the 1 for all we care, all right? We don't care. But if you're the Dallas Mavericks, all right, and I don't care if when Kyrie does come back, all right, you are not going to be a top 5 or 6 team when it's all said and done.
Nope.
And even if you are, you ain't beating the Thunder.
Nope.
All right, you're probably not beating the Lakers. All right,
or the Rockets, probably healthy, or the Timberwolves, or the Spurs.
Because chances are, guess what? Rockets are probably going to make a move. Lakers are probably going to make a move. All right, like you're hamstrung.
Let the Spurs get Giannis.
And don't let the Spurs get Giannis. Okay, like you just look. We're not telling you anything you guys don't already know, and maybe you don't know it. But I mean, after 2026, all right, you ain't got a draft pick for a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and if you're going to build around, and look, we love the idea. And if I see one more meme of, oh, guess what? Now you got Nembhard and Cooper, and you put it next to
Luka
and Jalen, or next to Dirk and whoever the hell they put next to Dirk, or Steve Nash,
yeah,
from, you know, 50 years ago.
We got
okay?
Luka and JB at home.
Like, we get it, okay?
It's funny.
All right, and that's fun, and I enjoy that. But you need some draft picks, mm-hmm. All right? You need some draft picks. This team is not
winning in 2026. No. All right? Healthy. I don't care if Kyrie has a bionic leg and AD has a bionic. If I told you right now, Blake Elliott, and you watch as much NBA as anybody I know, if I told you right now that I could guarantee a magic genie came down and said, I will give you 100% health for AD and for Kyrie and the rest of his basketball team for the rest of the season, you still ain't beating the Thunder.
No. It's raised your chances, though.
What's that?
Raise your chances, though.
It does.
Probably give you the 3 seed.
You might get to the Western Conference Finals.
But you're not beating the Thunder.
But you're not beating the Thunder. And again, I mean, are you convinced they could beat the Lakers at full strength?
Probably not.
Probably not. Now, could you take them to 7?
Yeah. If D'Angelo Russell's playing. Our double agent.
Now, from an NBA standpoint, would the NBA love nothing more than to see a series go 7 games with the Lakers and the Mavericks?
Oh, they'd love it.
I mean, heads would explode.
Yeah.
Okay? Heads would explode.
We almost got it last year, but the Mavericks lost to what, the Grizzlies? Or they beat the Grizzlies? They had the playing game. It was they won one.
I think they lost to the Grizzlies, didn't they?
They won one playing game, and then they lost the second one
They beat the Kings, and then
yes.
They lost to the
Grizzlies, right?
With AD on the court.
With AD on the court, right? So, you know, again, is it a fun story? Sure. But if you're Patrick Dumont, and I don't know if – look, whether or not
– look at Jay
Mark
Kidd
Cuban,
be like, start pulling these players out, brother. We're winning too many games.
And Jason Kidd's got to know this. Jason Kidd is a realist, right? Yeah. Jason Kidd knows what he's got going on there, all right? And again, if this is more about, hey, we're showcasing AD for the long term, and by the way, this team starts losing.
We need to do a double negative. Caleb Martin needs to be on the floor every time AD's on the floor.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Go ahead and just move him into the starting lineup.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's go Nemhard. Actually, you know what? Just go. If we're going full sacrificial lamb mode,
Jaden Hardy.
Let's go. Yeah, you know what? Let's go Jaden Hardy. I would say, can we wheel out Dante somehow, some way? You go D'Lo at the 1, Jay Hardy at the 2. All right.
Caleb
at the 3. Let's go with
Dwight Powell.
Cooper at the 4 and Dwight Powell at the 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Musa Cisse's a little too gay.
We don't want him playing good defense just by accident. Okay. But you put those 5 out, and we still need Cooper out there because we are trying to boost his rookie of the year odds. But you put that starting 5 out there, you may lose the rest of your games.
The Mavericks.
And we're being smartasses, of
course,
please.
The Mavericks sit right now at 11th in the Western Conference, one spot back of making the play-in.
Call
at 9-16. The Blazers are 9-15, one spot ahead of you. You're falling out of the tankathon top 10.
No, look, let's give it a couple weeks. Let's get AD. Let's make sure that knee's right. He's been off the injury report for the last couple games.
Not even on it now.
Again, internal, external discussions about trading AD. Let's get a couple first-round picks. Let the tank begin. And I'll tell you what, Darren Peterson, 17 points in 20 minutes yesterday for the Kansas Jayhawks. They beat the Missouri Tigers by 20 yesterday.
You can't let that be our send-off.
What?
I'll make Darren Peterson, Kansas, be our send-off.
Oh, you don't want Darren Peterson in a Mavericks uniform?
I do, but
we'll send
you, gave
off,
like, you gave us like a Kansas report at the end.
Yeah, I did. I mean, Darren Peterson, tank watch.
Yeah. Just, we don't need to know what school he goes to. Darren Peterson.
No, we know. We need to know what school he goes to, okay?
Because when
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
When he becomes a national champion, then we can all bring it back. Hey, look, this team's better when KU Jayhawks are on it, okay? Remember
no,
that.
No, it's not.
Oh, you're right. Markieff Morris. Markieff Morris. I'm pretty sure he was on this team when they made a finals run.
Your KU That's, love
I'm
is
sorry.
Nasty.
I'm trying to think how many UNT guys are on NBA rosters. Okay, coming up next. What do we have coming up next? Speaking of UNT, at least they accepted a bowl berth. And do we feel sorry for Notre Dame? I certainly don't. We'll discuss that next. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
And it's back to the Fan After Dark. This upcoming segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
I'll tell you what, this Monday night game has been, I mean, at least Thursday night games, you have an understanding that it's a short week, football may be sloppy, because, you know, we're a few years removed where, I remember 7, 8, 10 years ago, Thursday night games were atrocious, because you know how they, you know, you had to do the color rush uniforms, they made it to where it was a divisional matchup, and Thursday night games were just atrocious.
What do you think about this? Talking about the Mavs. The answer,
this game's atrocious. Continue.
The answer can't be if you can. The answer can't be if you can beat OKC then tank. If you can't beat OKC then tank, no one is going to. They're 23-1. We pay for entertainment, and nothing will be more entertaining than the Mavs versus the Lakers in the playoffs. We've seen a couple games a month in person. It's entertainment, and I don't want to waste money on garbage lineups. Well, I'm sorry, Tolo. I'm going to need you to not be selfish.
I mean, I respect that.
We're looking at the bigger vision.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, that's cool. But, okay, so do you, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you have to sacrifice now for the betterment of the club long term.
I don't think anybody wants to see bad basketball. We're not like, oh, we're excited to see this, but.
No, I mean, if I told you that, all right, look, you're going to have to go through it this year. I mean, is it really worth AD for this year and why? And again, potentially.
Yeah.
Against the Lakers.
It's not like this team was on an all-time record and then AD got hurt or something.
No. No, I mean, and hey, maybe they do decide to do that. Maybe they do decide, hey, look, we think that with a healthy AD and when Kyrie comes back and with the way this team is constructed
right now.
We're
no longer blowing up the team. This is our team.
We're going to ride this thing out and, you know, maybe we'll take the Thunder to five games. You know,
maybe we'll make SGA play a fourth quarter.
Maybe we'll sneak in out of the play-in round. I mean, if that's from an entertainment standpoint, I respect where you're coming from, and I respect that response. As a basketball fan, as a Cooper Flag fan, I want to see this team have some draft capital over the next few years, so that you can put a good team around a Cooper Flag. Because I think the last thing we want to see is...
Ooh, just hurt his hand on another fumble.
Oh,
Herbert.
Tell you what, I was thinking after the bad luck I've had over the last few weeks with parlays, I was thinking about taking Trey Lance the touchdown pass tonight for, you know, $3 for 10 grand, but doesn't look like it's going to happen tonight, so we'll see. But no, I mean, again, respect where you're coming from, Fatty Tolo. I'm on the let's go ahead. And again, you're not necessarily blowing it up. I don't think the idea of trading AD is a novel one. I think we all pretty much agree that that was kind of the feeling going into this year, that that was a very real possibility.
And the moment Nico got fired, I mean, the poly market odds went through the roof.
I mean, even before he got fired, when this team started out 5-14 or whatever it was, 5-15, the conversation. By the way, did you notice that the foamposite football cleats have been in full effect this weekend? I've seen a ton of players rocking the foamposites.
Let's get to this college football playoffs.
Yeah.
Playoffs?
Your initial thoughts. Because me and CA and I were on Sunday. And, of course, you know, if I've got to listen to Notre Dame cry and whine one more time about not getting in.
You know me. I think Texas should have got in. I think the system's a little messed up. I get it.
Texas should not have gotten in.
They should have. No. But Tulane.
They couldn't, though.
I know, but
you can't lose to Florida. I mean, unfortunately, that's the reality of it.
That's such a lame excuse. Every team lost to somebody bad. Every single team on here lost to somebody bad.
But they have three losses. Wins and losses have to matter.
No. We've been through this. We're not doing the whole wins and
losses.
Bro,
you can't lose to Florida.
How do you look in those wins and in those losses?
And what's the point of winning?
Yeah, but even in those wins, he didn't look great.
Are we just looking at their record?
It matters to an extent.
I know the point has been made, but if they didn't schedule Ohio State and they scheduled Kansas and they were 10-2, we wouldn't be having this argument. They did schedule Ohio State.
Yeah, but they don't
in week one. And I don't think them close to anyone else.
Yeah, but the Ohio State. I mean, I think it was pretty clear. The Ohio State loss isn't what killed them.
No, I know. I'm just saying we're looking at records.
Yeah.
If they didn't have that on there.
Yeah, but you can't. But for the same reason,
nobody else played a harder schedule. Is my point. Everyone else played a way easier schedule. And didn't even look that dominating doing it unless your name was Indiana or Texas Tech or Ohio State. Nobody else looked dominant. Everybody had their soft spots.
Yeah.
Texas is the only one that hadn't. I didn't even come here to argue about Texas. I'm just saying.
But you can't lose Florida. I hate to be that guy. That's the reality of it.
Well,
you weren't penalized for losing to Ohio State. You were penalized because you lost to a 5-7 or 4-8, whatever the hell they were, Florida team.
Alabama have any bad losses this year?
Florida State, week one. Yeah, but you got to the SEC championship. Texas didn't.
Okay, they beat the team that should have been there. They're the one that knocked them out. Undefeated all year. They're the only team that beat them all year.
Here's the problem with that, though. You can't penalize a team for losing badly in the SEC championship. Because if you
I don't think Alabama should have been out. That's not my point. I think Alabama was the team that beat Georgia this year. I think we should reward winning more rather than penalizing
losing.
Who
would you put Texas over?
That's where it gets complicated because there's a lot of teams in there, and I'm not even going to act like I'm a bracketology thing because they couldn't have made it over Tulane and JMU. Right?
Which they should have, if we're being honest.
I said, I'm not a bracketology person.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real, okay? Does anybody in their right mind think JMU or Tulane's going to put up a fight next week?
No.
No, they are a 21-point dog, JMU to Oregon.
Like, what do we do? I'm all for one team getting in so that they can get their ass kicked and we can get them out of the way and we can stop having this conversation.
17.5-point dog.
Like, what are we doing?
It's because the ACC doesn't know how to play football.
No, look, the ACC's a disaster.
And my
the
answer
Big
to
12's
you,
a disaster.
Miami. They're better than Miami, and they got a better resume.
Who, Texas?
Yes.
Oh, I don't disagree with you there.
They're better than Miami. They have a better resume than Miami. Miami just has one less loss because they didn't play an Ohio State-like team. So if we're just going off who has a better record, let's just do it like NFL.
And didn't lose to Florida.
Let's just do it like the NFL. Let's just look at their records and put them in. I thought the whole point of the committee was we're using the eye test. We're looking at who they played. We're looking at strength of schedule. We're looking at what time of year, yada, 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 yada. Not just, this team has more wins. So. They're in.
The question just comes down to where do you draw the line?
Agreed. I think it gets
finicky. Because if Texas had four losses,
well, they didn't, though.
There's no chance.
But they had three, and other teams played just as bad, if not worse than them, and had two. But week one, you schedule a tougher team that nobody else played them closely. You have to look at the quality of that loss. We do this every week with college football teams, quality of loss. And now all of a sudden it's like, well, they lost to Florida. Alabama lost to Florida State. I can go down the list. Every team has a bad loss this year, unless you're like one of those top four teams that were obviously in.
The difference was, though, that they only had two losses going into the SEC championship.
That's cool. I just said, I'm just not that worried about penalizing losses. I know we love to do that in college football. Teams going from the top to the bottom. Oh, they lost to this team.
Unranked, let's be real.
No longer good.
Texas was going to get knocked out in the first second round anyway. Nah. Yes, they were.
I'll tell you right now. Let me look at the bracket. They are, I think Oregon would have put up a better fight than them. Obviously, the top four teams, I'll give them the nod.
Yeah.
I think they put up a better fight than against Alabama than Oklahoma is going to.
I don't know that you can say. I mean, we'll never know.
Texas Ole Miss would have been a better game than Tulane Ole Miss.
Now that I agree with you wholeheartedly on.
Texas versus Texas A&M obviously would have been a better game. They already beat them. So other than the top four teams, which I'm not going to sit here and argue with anybody about, and Alabama and Oregon and Ole Miss, I think they were the next best team. Just straight up. I think they're better than A&M. I think they're better than Miami. I think they're better than Tulane. I think they're better than, Oklahoma. And I think they're better than JMU. That's 5-6 teams they're better than, but because of this stupid way they do the bracket and de-incentivize your schedule, if Texas, Ohio State, or Tech, or any of these powerhouses schedule anybody hard out of conference next year, that'd be malpractice. Why would you? Tell me one reason anybody.
Technically Ohio State did.
Okay, Ohio State did and they won it, but it would be it didn't really help their resume.
They didn't need it.
Yeah, they need it.
They beat the crap out of everybody all year anyway.
So why would you schedule anybody tough at a conference if you're not Ohio State?
But if
what reason is there?
But I would just go back. If I'm the committee, I would just go back and say, well, then don't lose to 4-8 Florida.
No, I agree with that. Teams lose every year to people they're not supposed to. Every single year, a good team loses. Ohio State loses to Michigan every year.
Yeah, but we're talking about the top 20 team.
They've been not top 20 and still lost them. It's been like 5 years since they beat them, Fred. Like, teams lose to bad teams all the time. But we know Ohio State's a very good team. Yeah. We know that they're a top dog, yada, yada, yada. We do this every year, so we penalize losing so much. I don't even care. I don't care. Texas didn't make it. They lost to Florida. Yeah. They didn't play that great this year. I still think they're better. Notre Dame, I'm glad they did not get in because they also are poo, and they play in no conference, and I have no sympathy for them at all because name somebody good they beat this year. I'll wait.
Navy.
Still waiting. You got any problems with the bracket, Dylan? I know you stay locked in on this kind of stuff.
Overall, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's always talks about who's higher, who's lower, but the issue isn't nothing but Miami over Notre Dame.
At the last second.
It's why were they below Notre Dame and then they just flipped them.
They pulled the rug from them. The last month, they've been ahead of them.
They used the whole head-to-head argument as to why that went down the way it did. Of course, Notre Dame's pissed off because, basically they're saying ACC crapped on us the whole time, even though we play an ACC schedule outside of football. Notre Dame, that's the reality of it, man. I mean, as our boy Vincent Vega said, you play with matches, you're going to get burned. And that's unfortunately what happened with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish this year from their football schedule. I mean, your two primetime games, Miami and Texas A&M, you lost those two games, mm-hmm. right? And like you said, who's your other highlight win? USC? who had four losses this year?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unfortunately, that's the reality of it. And I don't want to hear anything about BYU, all right? I mean, BYU, all you had to do was watch. Okay, and
like I'm looking at Miami's.
I wouldn't be mad if they put BYU in over
Miami. BYU looked awful. I'm sorry, but there was nothing about BYU.
Look,
the Big 12
eyes.
Wasn't good this year. And I hope for the Big 12's sake, and you guys know I'm a Big 12 guy, and I hope for the sake of our boy Degenerate Jake and for Brennan. But I'll tell you what, Texas Tech, you better not get your ass beat in this playoff.
Was that wins and losses have to matter? They were what?
They were 11-2.
11-2. They only lost to Tech.
Yeah, and they got embarrassed by both of them.
And they got their ass beat both times.
It wasn't even close. At some point, we got to use our eye test. I don't care about wins and losses in college football. I truly don't. It's how do you look during the game?
That's the point of winning and losing.
You have to care about wins and losses.
I don't. I'm saying with Blake. The committee can care
about
all they
want. You have to care about wins and
losses. I care about watching the actual game and seeing what the teams look like. I don't care if you're JMU that's like 12-1 but haven't played nobody all year.
Well, you're in the Sun Belt, right?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not just looking at your record. Now, if you play in the SEC and you play the actual top dogs in the SEC, then I'll look at your record. Because some of these SEC, Big Ten, schedules, resumes are getting skewed because they're not even playing the good teams in the conference. They'll play the bottom of the conference.
Because what's Vandy? 10-2?
Yeah.
Bro. All right. I mean, I'll be honest. I think Vandy's a better football team than BYU.
Mm-hmm.
The Big 12 was not good this year. All right? And I'm gonna be honest with you. I am nervous, and I would say this with our boy Degenerate Jake right here. I am nervous about Texas Tech.
I disagree. I think they're gonna win.
I hope they do. I hope they do, but what's their standout win?
Their defense is absolutely elite.
Okay, against craptastic Big 12.
I wouldn't call them crap. They're not the SEC,
dude,
but they're not crap.
Big 12. Trust me, bro. I watched a lot of Big 12 football this year. It was not that good. There's a reason why only one team out of the Big 12 made it. I mean, do we think the ACC is that good?
No.
Okay. What makes the Big 12 that much better than the ACC?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey. Because they had an 11-2 BYU team that got their ass beat by the one good team in the Big 12?
Let's do this real quick. Okay, JMU.
But I see where your head's at.
JMU, because we got to get here. JMU versus Oregon, 21-point dog. Who wins that game?
Oregon, a landslide.
Oregon versus Tech. Who wins that game in the Capital One Orange Bowl? December 31st.
The Big 12 and me?
I think Oregon wins this.
I'm going with Texas Tech.
I think Oregon wins this. Dante Moore, Texas Tech. I don't think their O-line's going to be able to hold up. So that means I got Oregon in the semifinals of Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Alabama versus Oklahoma. I got Alabama in that one. I think Oklahoma's defense is great and all. John Mateer, I don't think he's going to be able to do enough. Give me Ty Simpson and the boys.
He should be 100% healthy by then.
He should be. I got Alabama.
I'm going with OU.
Okay. Dylan?
Oklahoma.
And that game is on December 19th at 7.
Dude, Bama looked awful against Georgia.
That's just Georgia. I'm telling you.
No, Georgia's a good team. I got Georgia winning the whole thing.
So I got Bama versus Indiana. You two boys got Oklahoma versus Indiana.
Give me Indiana.
I got Indiana moving on either way. So Indiana, Oregon for me. Indiana, Texas Tech for y'all. Does Indiana beat both for y'all, all of our teams? Okay. Yeah, Indiana moves on to the championship. And on the bottom, Tulane, Ole Miss.
I mean, does it matter? I got Lamar.
I think we'll all take Ole Miss there.
Tarleton State.
Ole Miss, and that game's December 20th, 2:30. Then you got Ole Miss versus Georgia in the All-State Sugar Bowl on January 1st. That should be a good game.
Georgia.
I got Georgia winning that one.
I'll tell you what, though. I wouldn't be surprised if JMU does cover against Ole Miss, though.
JMU's not playing Ole Miss.
Who is it? Tulane?
Tulane's playing Ole Miss. Give me 17 and a half.
Give me Tulane to cover.
Yeah, there you go. Pick of the year right there. As they just lost their coach. Miami versus Texas A&M, right. December 20th at 11 a.m. I got Miami in this one. Carson Beck upsets Texas A&M. Even though I don't think Miami should be in it, I think Texas is better. Marcell Reed will fold once again in the Miami Hurricanes, and Carson Beck with a little bit more leadership, a little bit more.
Who's the bigger choke artist, Marcell Reed or Mario Cristobal? Because Mario Cristobal has a track record of choking.
I got Miami winning. Just
give me Mike Elko.
Okay.
Gig him!
Going against Ohio State in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl, December 31st. Ohio State's going to win that. Ohio State, Georgia on January 8th.
Oh, that's going to be a good game. Give me Georgia.
I got Georgia. So Georgia, Indiana in the championship.
Give me Georgia.
For you?
Give me Georgia.
You got Georgia.
Ohio State wins it all.
Oh, okay. I got Georgia winning it all. And that game will be on January 19th, the national championship in Miami
Halfway
Gardens.
Halfway through the year, for God's sake.
Florida.
All right, coming up next, it's time for A Little Fair or Foul. Don't you go anywhere. It is the Fan After Dark.
And it is back to the Fan After Dark. This upcoming segment is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Can I just start this segment off spicy? I'm going to ask Dylan. I don't want Fred's opinion. I only want the Tolos. Will Patrick Mahomes be better than Tom Brady? Simple yes or no. Don't really want any reasoning. I'm not talking about for me, Dylan. I'm saying for the Tolos. Don't really want any reasoning. Don't want any argument. And I just want a yes or no. 877-881-1053 as the Chiefs lose again. Will not win their division. Will probably, as it looks, not make the playoffs. And I just want the simple answer, as most of the people online are saying, this now shows he is not as good as Brady, not making the playoffs. I already know Fred can probably have a bunch of reasons why he is or isn't, but I don't want his opinion.
I mean, I didn't know we decided on people's careers after 8 years.
Just ask.
I didn't realize that we went ahead and just decided. So, I mean, are we done with CD? I guess CD. Should we go ahead and just say CD's
just
never going to catch, make, is he never going to be as good as Dez?
Just a question.
George Pickens never going to be as good. I mean, what are we doing?
Just a question.
I mean, you don't know. He has, what, 3 Super Bowls?
He does.
So, I mean, he's halfway there.
Yeah.
Brady didn't go 7 straight.
Just a question.
Well, see, you're applying logic, though, Dylan. That's the difference. See, all these.
I just want to yes or no.
All these Twitter and Instagram and social media morons who would rather, you know, who root for the Cardinals in their day to day life and wouldn't know good quarterback play if it hit him upside the head.
What a random stray.
The answer is no.
I mean, let's name any fan besides maybe the Patriots of the last 20 years, and 50-year-old Cowboy fans. Who have seen, know what a dynasty looks like. Just saying.
It's a yes or no question.
It's a yes.
He will be better than Brady.
I don't know if he will be. He could be. Could have 10 more years left of his career. He's 30
years
old.
I'd say as good.
It's just making it.
I don't think he'll be better than Brady.
We're just making a guess right here. Do you think he'll be better than Brady? It's a yes or no?
No, he won't.
Okay.
If we're guessing, no.
Yeah, we're guessing.
Do I think he'll be as good as Brady? Yes.
Ooh. As good.
Yes.
As many Super Bowls, as dominant. As many accolades and all that stuff at the end of the day.
I mean, he's already been more dominant at this stage of his career. Like, that's part of the people tend to forget.
But you got to keep it up, though. Because Brady wasn't a guy that was like, super, uber dominant at the beginning, and then it was the longevity. It was winning across multiple decades.
Wasn't uber dominant. I mean, he won 3 Super Bowls in his first 5 years as a player.
I'm saying that wasn't his only calling card. Was just, I was dominant at the beginning and then fell off a cliff. Like, Tom Brady's thing is longevity as well.
And then make sure that people also understand that he went a 9-year gap between winning Super Bowls, which people tend to forget. And everybody, he made the playoffs. Well, yeah, did you see that division? Mm-hmm. See, Tom didn't have to worry about there was no Josh Allen.
People are roasting Freddie D.
Of course they are. Of course. You know what? If I rooted for a crap football team, I'd be mad too. So, you know what? I don't want to hear it.
What team do they root for?
I could care less. Let's not pretend like this dude hasn't been to 5 Super Bowls in the last 7 years. Like, name me a team that wouldn't want to be a part of that. It's phenomenal to me that Chiefs are having a bad year. Okay? and suddenly Pat Mahomes sucks. Like, I'm just it flabbergasts me how idiotic people are.
What do you think about the people that are saying that he is a product of Andy Reid?
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Just stop. Don't just you're an idiot and stop. Okay. Like, that is such a lame, lazy, I get all my facts from four idiots on Twitter, I don't watch football, I box score watch, and I won my fantasy league against a bunch of 12-year-olds, so that's where I get all my football knowledge from. I almost said something I shouldn't. Idiots. I'm sorry. There's not one person that wouldn't want Pat Mahomes as their quarterback right now. And don't spare me the Josh Allen, the Joe Burrow, anybody else. Name me how many Super Bowls have they won in the last 7 years?
Zero.
Where would you rank him on the all-time list today?
Right now?
Correct.
He's definitely not Brady. He's definitely not Joe Montana. I'd put him third right now.
Third best quarterback to ever touch a football. Right now. Retires tomorrow.
Right now.
People are saying, Fred, the refs and rules cater
okay,
to Mahomes'
you know what? Just
career.
Stop. Just stop.
Your thoughts on
just
that.
Stop.
Your thoughts.
It's
the fans
again,
are interacting with you.
It's lazy. It's lazy. Okay? We can look at officiating all day long. But you still got to make the plays. There's questionable plays in every game. There's not one Super Bowl that you can say, oh, the holding penalty against the Eagles. That was a hold. Like,
if you breathe
clearly
on Mahomes, you get a flag. I'm not buying it. He's good, but not great.
You're right. You're right. Penalties have gotten them to 7 straight AFC championships and 5 Super Bowls. Like, I mean, how idiotic do you have to be to think that? You're right. Officiating is why the Chiefs have gone to 5 of the last 7 Super Bowls. It's officiating. Don't waste my time with this stupidity. I'm sorry. I just don't.
Now, what do you think about?
I can appreciate that the Chiefs are having a bad year, but to take one bad year and let it nullify the greatness that has been Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs for the last 7 years is lazy. And just tells me that you'd rather get on the, oh, I just want to hate for the sake of hating rather than appreciate good football when you've seen it.
Can I throw another point out? Not saying it's my point.
Go for it. Go for it. Because you're right. Because you know the Tom Brady and those guys never got any calls either. I'm sure. They literally had an entire saga named after them because they were watching the other team. For God's sakes. Like, do we Deflategate, Spygate? Like, are we even going to mention that? But officiating is the reason why Pat Mahomes wins.
What do you think about the notion that people always said it didn't matter who Brady was playing with? Like, he elevated everyone. Bad receivers, good receivers, bad running back, good defense, bad defense.
Yeah.
If Brady was on the field, they had a chance to win, and they did win, and they made the playoffs, and always were in that championship window, championship every year, no matter what.
Yeah.
What do you think about people who are saying, well, Mahomes is getting excuses this year? You know, this guy's out, that guy's out. That's why we're not didn't win this year. But they're saying that Brady was in the same situation, wouldn't be making those excuses. Just not saying that's my take. Just your thoughts on that thought process that maybe Mahomes isn't elevating and needs good players around him.
Did he drop 6 passes yesterday?
No, sir.
Okay. Is it his fault that Isaiah Pacheco runs into offensive linemen?
I think it's funny when you call him Pacheco.
You know what I'm saying?
Great quarterbacks always have great players on their teams.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's hilarious. I mean, I guess we're forgetting when Tom Brady lost to the Colts and he had to throw to Jabbar Gaffney. I mean, are we forgetting that part? You know what I'm saying? Like, are we forgetting about the part where, Chris Hogan or Chad Hogan, whatever the hell his name?
People said, Fred, slow down. He's not better than Peyton Manning. 2 techs, back to back.
Okay, you're right. He's not. I mean, they can say whatever they want. Yeah, because it took him, 10 years to win a Super Bowl? He couldn't even get past Tom Brady for the first 10 years of his career. And, oh, by the way, the second Super Bowl he won, it was when he was, had half a neck and the defense won. Stop it with this craziness. Not better than Peyton Manning. Give me a break.
Drew Brees?
Dude, just stop.
Come on now.
It's the completion percentage.
I mean, look, is Peyton Manning a great quarterback? 100%.
So third best of all time, he retires.
Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Pat Mahomes.
And then you think once the career's over, it'll be Pat Mahomes, Brady, Montana.
I think it'll be 1A, 1B. I think it'll be Tom Brady and Pat Mahomes at the top.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Brady played in the weakest division in football for 20 years. I'm with you, Fred.
He absolutely did. He absolutely did. Now, does that mean he still didn't have to get to, you know, AFC Championship? But I'll tell you what, he went half his career, probably, what, three-fourths of his career with getting a bye back when the top two teams used to get byes before that changed.
Someone said Chiefs defense has bailed him out the last couple of years, Fred. Your thoughts?
It's helped him. When, I mean, name me a you know what?
How do you think Eli Manning won some Super Bowls?
Tell me you're not a ball knower when you say the defense bailed you out. I'm sorry. Name me the quarterback that won a Super Bowl that had a top a bottom five defense. Guess what, people? Go back and look at Tom Brady's first three Super Bowl wins. Go look at what his yards per game were.
People said I'm Fred's talking about team accolades. I'm talking about quarterback play in all time.
Okay, again, like I said, Texter, go back and look at Tom Brady's first three Super Bowls. By the way, go look at his Super Bowl that he won with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Look at what his stats were that year. Look at what his stats were in the Super Bowl.
Got bounced by Dak the next year.
You know what I'm saying? First like this idea that, oh, yeah, this isn't – you don't win Super – kind of like you don't win NBA titles without good players. You don't win Super Bowls without good defenses. The defenses are what carried Tom Brady the first half of his career. But we tend to forget that. We tend to forget that.
That was super fun.
Okay.
Well, that was...
That was fair foul.
We'll reset the show and reset Fred.
Fatty's on the phone at 1020, by the way.
Fatty's on the phone at 1020. You can just yell at Fred. Show reset coming up next on the Fan After Dark.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.